Welcome to the Iron Wales podcast, proudly brought to you by Be Excellence, as part of our unwavering dedication to inclusive media. On this podcast, we shine a spotlight on the remarkable individuals who proudly call Wales their home, from visionary business owners to gifted creatives and all those who inspire us with their stories. We celebrate their contributions to shaping Wales into the diverse and vibrant nation it is today. So whether you're tuning in from the bustling streets of Cardiff, the picturesque landscapes of Snowdonia, or anywhere else on the globe, join us as we explore the rich tapestry of Welsh culture, creativity, and innovation.
Black Girl Space is actually a family, and we're a network. So it started in Manchester by a really, really lovely girl called Esther, and she did co-found it with someone else, but I can't remember her name. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, as bad as me, seriously. Terrible.
But they were co-founders, and they set it up, and I went to their networking event, or it was like a conference event when I was doing my bachelor's in Uni of Manchester. And it was just so inspiring because they had a bunch of keynote speakers that were black women from different industries and different levels of experience. Mm. And they just came to speak about their life experiences and their careers and just everything that they've been through. And I was just like, wow, this is amazing. Mm. And there was this one lady, and she was the oldest woman there. And she just spoke about like her entire life, and it was just so inspiring. And she gave us a list of affirmations, and it was up on the board, and everyone took a picture. And I took them home, and I still say those affirmations to this day.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I was just like, wow, like, this is incredible. Like, look at what we can do when we come together. And then when I finished my bachelor's, I came back to Cardiff, and I was feeling really lonely because a lot of my friends are still in uni, or they've moved somewhere else, and we don't get to see each other that often. And I was like, do you know what, it'd be really nice to have that kind of community over here in Cardiff, because there's nothing like that over here. There's not a lot of black spaces in general, except for like ACS universities, stuff like that, but there's nothing for women who might not go to university. So I thought about it, and I was like, okay, let me see if I can create something similar. And then I didn't even think of doing another BGS. I just wanted to do something completely different. And I thought about it, and I was like, oh, this is going to be hard. I was like, it's going to be really hard, and I don't have that many connections right now. So I did reach out to the girls in Manchester. I sent them an email, and I was just like, I don't know. If they see it and if they reach out to me, great. If they don't, fine. That's fine. But they did reach out to me a couple weeks later, and they were like, oh my gosh, yeah, like, we would love to help you set up a BGS in Cardiff. I was like, that's amazing. And we had a meeting, and yeah, they gave me the green light. And basically, I just got in touch with all my contacts, my connections, through my mum, my aunties, and like the community of older black women I have around me, which I'm really grateful for. And obviously with the help of you, Donna, as well, I set everything up. And now here we are. And we set things up in January. And, like, we've grown so quickly. We actually hit 200 followers on Instagram last night.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, in a month, that's amazing. But, yeah, it's just, wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I originally met you in November, and I was so impressed when you came back in late January to tell me where you were. It's just, you have been so proactive in moving this forward. And, you know, it's about intention, isn't it? It's about you wanted something. You saw there was a gap. You knew that there was a need for there. And then the best thing I think you did was to connect with others. A lot of people don't like to do that. A lot of people just say, oh, I want it to be mine. It's going to be unique. And but connecting with others, building a network and outside of Cardiff is powerful. You know, I'm really proud of you and where you've come so far. And I can't wait to see where you are in a year. It's going to be amazing. Oh, and you have structured your business. So I haven't even done Ambi Excellence, a vice president and a president. I'm like, what? It's amazing. You've done so well. And I love the fact you've built a team. Tell me about your role.
So I'm the vice president. So I work very closely with the different teams. So especially like with the communications officers who work a lot with the social media, coming up with ideas, working closely with Cheryl, just also like making sure that everyone's feeling supported. Mm-hmm. And the workload's not too much, because obviously a lot of our, most of our, I think all of our, actually our team members, they are at uni as well. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to overwhelm them with so much work. So we're really there to support them as well and get those connections and just kind of like make sure that the vision for BGS is also like sticking with the Manchester one, the Cambridge one, you know. So I think that's pretty much, that's it. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the vision. What is the vision and what can we expect to see in a couple of months?
The vision for Black Girls Space Cardiff is just to create a massive community for young Black women in South Wales, because I think it's just the lack of community that just really shocked me, because I've come across a lot of people, a lot of girls that have just come up to Cardiff Uni and they've like reached out to us on Instagram and be like, oh, I'm so happy you're doing this because I literally have no friends.
Amazing.
Or I'm surrounded by, you know, people that don't understand my experiences. So I think that that's like our main goal, just to offer a space and an environment that would allow young Black women here just to feel safe, like they can be themselves, just to talk about everything that we go through, all of our experiences, because it's part of being a human being. Like, you need that connection. You need to be surrounded by people that understand you. So that's the most important thing. And we're going to be getting up to a lot. We're planning our launch event on the 7th of March. It's going to be in Revolution in town in Cardiff. From 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be a meet and greet, you know, meet the other members, meet the team. And then we're going to have a session where we do games and quizzes. There'll be prizes, there'll be snacks and drinks, refreshments, music.
Oh my
everything.
Gosh.
Yes.
That's International Women's Day, obviously, as well.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. That's fantastic. So you need to tell me more about that afterwards so I can get lots of people to come. So I love that. And I know, tell me why you think is needed. I'll go to you. Why do you think is needed? Why do you think this space is needed?
I think also because I came from London to study at Cardiff University, and I'd always heard, you know, oh, you know, there aren't many Black people in Cardiff. And, you know, that did kind of, it did play on my mind when I was coming. And I feel like also London can be kind of a bubble sometimes, you know. And I did come, and yes, like, there are Black people. There are. I think there is definitely a lack of community. And I think, yes, I have, like, faced racism and prejudice while being here since September. And I always found, like, it was a lot of misogynoir. And I found that, like, when I would tell, like, oh, Black men about it, they didn't really understand how that affected me. And I think I saw on Instagram and I was just like, oh my god, Black Girl Space Cardiff. And I was like, I definitely need to be involved, because it's not a unique story, unfortunately. I found it such a great idea.
So you didn't know each other?
No,
wow. Not at all.
This is amazing. Oh, wow. Listen, that is beautiful. I'm loving that. I love the connection, and it's all about that, isn't it?
Yeah.
When I was speaking to somebody the other day, as a guy who's got a brand called Made in Africa. Have you seen it on TikTok?
He
rang me up. We were having a chat, and he was like, what is going on in the UK? No one supports each other. No one buys from each other. And he was like referencing America. And I said, America's so different. When you think about African Americans in America, they are already separated into a different community by being called African Americans.
Yeah.
They're completely separate. So they have the same experience, their historical experience of being, their ancestors being taken there. Yeah. So it was like that foundational kind of connection and understanding. So there's already a community with the whole of America being African American. When we come to Britain and other countries like us in the West, people come here because they're trying to, get an education, coming here for a reason to kind of better their life or improve their life in some way. And then it's kind of, when we think of it, we're here in our own identities for a different reason from different countries. Yeah. So you might be black or brown, but actually we're here for with a very different reason from a very different cultural background. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of disconnect because of that. We're not, well, there's no sense of real community in that sense. Would you agree to that?
Oh yeah, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that's what it is. I think it's because, not because we don't care, we don't want to uplift each other, but I just think is we're all just, right, let me just get in, get what I need and get out. Or there's only one opportunity, one job, let me get that job and I'm just going to get on with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not here to kind of pull everyone up, Al Seb, it's not my job to do that. But actually it is, I think, you know, I think if we want to make a real impact, then I think it is definitely our jobs to do that. Even if it's just connecting one other person to another person, you know, it doesn't have to be a big favour, but just literally, I know someone you need to know, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah. So ladies, so International Women's Day, I think the theme is something about elevating women. Did you see the theme of International Women's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, elevating women. And that's exactly what you're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. Tell me what people can expect when they come to your event. I know you said games, but what kind of games?
Just trivia, quizzes. I think we're going to keep it really light because it's our first event. So we just want everyone to have fun. Yeah. So it'll be trivia and mostly things concerning black women because obviously that's our space. Yeah. That's the theme. And there'll be teams and we'll do like fun games. There'll be prizes, like I said. So just little things like that. But for the first half of the event, we will be introducing the team.
Okay.
And there's going to be a PowerPoint, and because there's 10 of us, our team is quite big.
Wow.
So we're all going to have about 3 minutes to speak just about ourselves, what we do, and why we joined BGS, just so the people there can get to know us, because we want it to be really personable.
Yeah. Do you know what I love about what you've created? Having that well-being aspect. Which I think is really important. I mean, you've kind of mimicked a corporation already. You know, having that well-being is hugely important because Kimberly's done a few articles for Excellence Magazine around hair discrimination and hair adaptation and that kind of theme.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously that is one of the issues that would affect black women in the workspace and in universities and stuff like that. Mm. Have you guys encountered any of that yourself?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think growing up in the West as a dark-skinned black girl, it's really, really difficult. And I know that a lot of people say, like, black women complain a lot about the same thing, but it's like, these are our experiences, and we're not exaggerating when we say it's difficult, because it really is.
Yeah.
Because we're constantly surrounded by people who don't understand us. And instead of trying to understand, they just go and try to ridicule us, make fun of us. And, you know, when I was in high school, I would have people that would make fun of my hair, like call me names and, you know, just not get it. And I just couldn't be bothered explaining myself.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, I feel like black women, our hair gets policed so much. Like, you know, you could wear a weave and, you know, people say you don't have hair. And then you have your hair out. People say, why does your hair look like that? It's ugly. It's nappy. It's this and that.
Yeah.
You put braids in. They'll be like, oh, you have fake hair on, horse hair, this and that. It's just like, oh, my gosh. Like, what do you want from us?
Yeah.
You know, so the hair conversation is something that's like I hold really close to my heart because it really, really has affected me.
Yeah.
And it's going to be nice just for us to have that space to just talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's what it is, isn't it? You're providing that opportunity for women to... Do you feel like it's like gaslighting a lot of the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. It's like, you know, you talk about your experiences and it's like, oh, no, it's not like that. Oh, no, it's not. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Or are you sure that was racist? Are you sure they meant it like that? Mm. You find yourself second guessing all the time, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. I find myself, when I see stuff online now, I'm thinking, do I really want this conversation to go on all day? Mm-hmm. If I comment, is it worth it? Is this guy going to get it? Is this woman going to get it? It's like, what's the point, you know? But then you feel responsible if you don't do or say anything, isn't it? It's like that.
Yeah.
So you got to look after your well-being and stuff. Tell me about what you're doing in uni.
So I'm currently doing a chemistry degree. I'm in my first year.
Oh, wow, okay.
I only came in September. And I think it was such a shock. There is not a single black man on my chemistry course.
Okay, wow.
In my year, yeah. And I think there's probably about 7 black girls out of 180 in my year.
Okay.
And yeah, it was definitely a shock. I mean, I did go to mainly white kind of secondary school and sixth form, but I'd always kind of had this image of university being quite diverse, especially like if you look at Birmingham, Manchester.
Yeah.
You know, so it was definitely a bit of a shock. But I do really love it. I won't
lie. That's good. Whenever people come here, they love it. They always stay.
Yeah.
We don't keep teachers for some reason. We need to start keeping more teachers because lots of teachers come here and we've got a distinct lack of ethnic minority people in teaching. So
especially in chemistry as well. I think there's, from my research I've done, I think there's one black professor in the United Kingdom for chemistry.
Wow.
And I haven't seen a woman of colour at all in the chemistry department so far.
Wow.
And let alone women. I think I've seen maybe two female professors or lecturers. So it's a bit, there's not a lot of representation.
What would you like to see with your chemistry degree?
Definitely more diversity. Because the thing is like, there are black people in chemistry. I think... I don't even know how to describe it because I haven't been really in the industry aspect of it. But I think if there's more representation, more people will be open to going there. You know what I mean? I have friends who'd be like, oh, I'm interested in this, but there aren't any black people, so I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? So I think some more representation, I think, is really, really key.
Yeah.
And I think also learning about what black people have done for the chemical industry and chemistry, medicinal industry, especially in pharmaceuticals. There's a lot of history with it. So I think teaching that aspect as well would really make a change.
Yeah, I think it is about intentional spaces. So with you guys creating what you're doing, having that space to bring out historical facts and figures and narratives to show that this actually, you know, these people have contributed massively to, you know, I actually hate that word contribution. The world has benefited. Let's get this right. You know, I say it every year, every time on my show. Yeah. The world, the Western world has been the beneficiaries of so much creativity and ingenuity and everything in every way, in every single way, medicine as well. And instead of calling it like they've been beneficiaries, we see as thank you for contributing a little bit. No. The bedrock and foundation is the motherland, and everything comes from that. So let's get that right, you know. But it's obviously hidden and we don't talk about those things, and we bring up different history. So I'm glad you're creating a space. You talk about representation, I think, is absolutely important, but it's also important for real representation in terms of class as well. I think that's important because often, like I said earlier, when we were in the break, if there's that one opportunity, people tend not to bring each other around, bring each other up. But I think it's down to class, it's a class mindset as well. So having that working class mindset, they often bring people through as well. So I think it's important to have that.
I just saw recently as well that on, I think it was the Tab Cardiff, or just the Tab, that Cardiff is 86% white, and I think that definitely shocked me. So I'm like, what's going on here? Why aren't people coming here? And I do think it's because of a lack of representation, definitely. And if you look at the size of like the ACS at university at Cardiff compared to like Birmingham or other ones, it's quite small. So I think I think representation, I always come back to it, but
absolutely, it's important. But you know what, that has grown. We're actually becoming more diverse, definitely. A few years back, that would have been in his 90s.
Yeah.
So we are increasing, you know. I think universities opening door massively, international students coming here. The thing is, we don't retain them. This is the thing. We often don't retain people. They come here, they get their education, and then they go back home. And that's fine if they want to do that, but we're not doing enough for integration.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're not making people feel a part of Wales and Welsh. Yeah. Because, you know, being in Wales is about being Welsh, and anyone can be Welsh, you know, join the club, everybody can join it. So, yeah, I think that's what we're not doing. We're not bringing that, because Wales is a beautiful place. And when you feel integrated, I think people will stay then. And with your spaces that, you know, the space you're creating, it just lends to so many different opportunities, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know. So tell me a little bit more about you, Cheryl, and your journey. What did you do at uni?
I did my bachelor's in psychology.
Okay.
And I did A-level psychology, and I loved it, and I did really well in it. And then when I got to uni, I was like, okay, this is a bit different. I was like, uni psychology is not the same as A-level psychology. Yeah. But for a moment, I did think it was because of COVID, because I did start uni in 2020. So I thought that was why I wasn't really liking it. So I left it and just decided to go ahead with it. But then when I got to the end of my second year, that's when I was like, okay, this is not for me. What am I going to do now? I was like, obviously, I have to finish it. So I did. And then when I graduated, I was like, okay, what do I do now? And my mum was actually the one that went and looked at a couple courses at Cardiff Uni for masters. And she was like, oh, I think you'd be great in the journalism, media and culture department. And I was like, yeah, probably. But she was the one that had to kind of convince me. And then she showed me the course that I'm doing now. It's International Public Relations and Global Communications Management. And I read the course description. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I've always liked things to do with PR and comms, but I never knew that that was what PR and comms was, you know. But I did my research and I applied for the course and I got a place. And I've been doing that ever since September and I love it.
Amazing.
And it's amazing because it's opened so many doors for me and my life has changed like really, really drastically. Like
amazing.
You told like year ago me, Cheryl, like that I would be here right now doing this, I would be like, what? Like, literally like how did that even happen?
Amazing.
So it's just crazy. But yeah, I think I have a lot more clarity now as to what I actually want to do with my life. Which was really, really needed. And yeah, it's great.
Brilliant. It's great. I'm so happy for you. It's great. And, you know, we talk about representation a lot and seeing you go through the uncertainty, really, of not sure if it was the right course, but then pivoting and having mum support is powerful. And it shows that that's what's needed, someone coming alongside you, you know. And I don't think any turn is the wrong turn. I just think it's a redirection, but you can always use everything that you experience, you know, your psychology, you can use now with everything you're doing. People are very difficult, aren't they? They can be difficult. So you need a bit of psychology to understand everybody. Yeah. So we're going to go to another song. We'll come back just before we finish. And we can tell the listeners where they can find you, how they can get involved, and how they can be a part of Black Girl Space as well.
Okay. So the main medium of social media that we use is Instagram.
Yeah.
We're most active on Instagram. And it's literally just BGS Cardiff.
Yeah.
You can find us there and our team is on the page, so you can like get to know everyone really quickly, very briefly on our page. The links for our other social medias are in our bio. The links to our launch event is also in our bio. And we're quite active on our story, or we try to be. We're actually doing a story takeover where each team member will do a story, the Instagram story for the day, just like a day in the life of a BGS Cardiff team member. And I'm doing mine today, so you can check that out.
Fantastic.
If you want to. We're also on TikTok. We're gonna be a lot more active on TikTok, so watch that space. We're on LinkedIn as well, and we are setting up our Twitter and our Facebook.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
we do also have a WhatsApp members group chat that we've just set up. So I think the link is in our bio.
The link
as well.
Is also in our bio.
On this day in 1863, Lake Victoria in Africa was declared to be the source of the River Nile by British explorers John and J.A. Grant.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Follow us for more up-and-coming episodes as we continue to showcase the essence of I Am Wales. You can support more of our inclusive media work by going to www.beexcellence.co.uk. There you will find a link to Excellence Magazine and also our weekly radio show on Radio Cardiff, every Friday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. on 98.7 FM. Thanks again for listening.